Welcome to the podcast Between the Laughs with Carlos Mencia and my good friend Gabe Lopez, who is part of the show most of the time. I'm saying that because I know one day you're not going to do it, but we'll still do it.
We'll still do it.
And a really, really good friend of mine who just happens to be in town, Juan Villarreal. And I invited him because I wanted to talk about immigration on this one. And the reason is I saw a commercial by our Homeland Security, Christy Noem, who was basically saying, and it was on a Spanish channel, because I was watching the Inter Milan-Barcelona game on Univision, right before I came here. And she was saying, if you're an immigrant and you're here illegally, leave the country on your own, and maybe you'll be able to get back legally. But if we catch you and deport you, you will never be able to come back to this country. We know where you are. We know where you live. We're coming for you, so get out. Now, a couple of things happened in my head when I heard that, but I went, we gotta talk about this. Now, I'm old enough to remember when we had this problem, and it was mostly a Southwestern problem at the time, because it was like 87, was it, that we did the amnesty?
Yes. For,
yeah.
Right? Because I remember everybody like being like, man, I have to get my full records and show that I was here. Because if you were here from a certain time, you were given the amnesty.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know what I mean? And there were a lot of, hey, give me a check and post it. And, you know, like a lot of shit. Do you remember? Did you have something like that happen? Because you were in Houston, right?
Yeah, and I got cousins that work for immigration. I mean, they're, Yeah, that was happening.
Back in the day, right? Yeah. So everybody was trying. And then it cuts to now. I don't know what the numbers are of how many people are here illegally. But, all right, so here's, when I heard that, so here's part of me. Part of me is, why are we making these people out to be like the bad guys when they're literally the victims, right?
Correct.
We had slavery. And then slavery goes away, and then we have pseudo-slavery, right? Just, and pseudo slavery is the time from you're free, you can't get work, you can't go at night, you can't wear this, like all the laws that were intended.
It's a transition.
Right? Where UPS, up until 2022, if I'm not mistaken, you couldn't have dreadlocks and work for UPS.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, it's for white people. Oh, sure, it was for fucking Bo Derek. Yes. That's why they did it. All these white people with dreadlocks who were fucking trying to get a job at UPS. Let's be honest. Anybody with dreadlocks before the 20s who was white was on the beach hanging out, smoking a joint in the 80s, in the 90s. That was not a guy that was like, hey, bro, Spicoli wasn't calling. I'm going to get out of here and get a job delivering packages for UPS. That's not what the fuck was happening. Let's just be real about this, right? Those moments were there to not have black people. And if you're black, can you please be as white as humanly possible? Cut your goddamn hair. You know what I mean? Ask instead of axe. You know what I mean? All that kind of shit. And so, you know, we put them to work. They don't have a lot of rights. We can do commercials and tell them we're coming for you, scare the shit out of them. What are they going to do? But does anybody really believe that we want 13 million to 15 million people, whatever the amount of people that are working here, that have jobs? Do you know what would happen? Like, to all the mojados out there, and I'm going to say this in Spanish so you understand me. Si ustedes quieren que este país reconozca lo que ustedes están haciendo, por favor, la semana entrante no vayan a trabajar todos los indocumentados en este país, todos, que ni uno, pero todos, se queden en su casa y no vayan a trabajar por una semana y a ver lo que pasa. For you people don't know what I said was, please, next week, every undocumented alien, stay home for 1 week. Don't go to work. Just don't go to work. And see what's going to happen a week later when everybody realizes that cook at your Chinese restaurant was him, that guy in the back making your sushi was him. That the guy going to your office in the middle of the night and cleaning was this person. That the lady went, housekeeping, had an accent for a fucking reason. Because 13 to 15 million people not going to work is
huge.
It's not huge. It would
create an impact.
Immediately. Immediately. And the problem is that they're never going to do that, right? They're too afraid to do that, and so that they're worth in this country. But aside from the fact that, yes, there are criminals that come here, there are drug dealers that come here, of course, that's it. Statistically speaking, though, and this is a fact, immigrants, less crime than Americans. So Americans, the most crime. Immigrants with green cards, a little less. Immigrants that are undocumented, way less, right? Like, just statistically, those are just the numbers, period, end of story. It's just the math. And for you people that want to spout out, look at the people in jail, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I can tell you this for a fact, but I know the statistic. Latinos, blacks, and whites, we all do drugs, illegal drugs, on the same level, right? It's pretty much all the same, the demographics. The difference is that nobody's pulling you over in my neighborhood. I've never been pulled over in my neighborhood for driving the car that I drive. I've never been pulled over in my neighborhood right now, where I live, in Encino, because it's 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I get pulled over and asked, where are you coming from? Where are you going? I've never been pulled over because my tags are expired in my neighborhood. All of that should happen when I lived in the hood. Many, many times, right? What are you doing here, sir? Why are you here? Oh, yeah, I'm visiting my aunt. She lives in the projects. Oh, your aunt lives in the projects. What address? 606 Pinos. Colonia Los Pinos. You go around and say, okay, would you like to follow me there, sir? Like, really? So, okay, yeah. Can we follow you? Would that be okay? Yeah, sure. No problem. Like, I'm okay with it. Like, I should be mad, but I know. Getting mad just
gets you nowhere.
That's how you end up in jail, bro. That's how you end up like, I have rights, officer! Like, as you're fucking going to jail, right? But going back to it, we've taken advantage of them. Cesar Chavez exists because undocumented aliens were getting fucked over so bad that they needed an American voice to speak for them because no Mojado could do it, yeah. Right? And now they're the enemy of everybody, and so they're not gonna do it. But when she said that, part of me was like, do they mean that? Do they really want every illegal alien to leave tonight? Is that what they want? Or is this just scaring the shit out of these people and then having those other people go, wow, look, they're really doing something about this? Do they really want it, or is it just a facade? What do you guys think?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first, man. They don't want that. They're just doing that for propaganda so people can, like, say, oh, they're doing it, this, that, whatever. I don't think they want us to go. Ned, like you said, this is one of the greatest countries in the world. If they wanted them out, they would get them out.
Well, first of all, we know where they are.
Right? I know.
It's like, it's not like, dude, and whatever state you go in, there's a paint place, you know, at Dunn Edwards, whatever type place, where there's like 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 of them outside, right, waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, in California, it's everywhere. In Texas, yeah. It's everywhere. Like, Home Depot. Now, if I gave you a job and I said, your job in Houston is to kick out as many illegal aliens as you want, tonight you would be like, I'm going to go here, here, here. Like, where would you go? Where are they right now?
Oh, man, the clubs, Home Depot, restaurants, I mean, factories.
You know exactly where they are, right?
Yeah.
It's not like they're hard to find.
White people I know aren't on board. Like, if somebody raided Applebee's and he took everybody from the kitchen, I think Bob Appleby's going to be pretty pissed.
Right, right.
Now my business doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
Because you just removed all my employees.
Right.
I see it from I have a finance background and all this, so a lot of these undocumented people that use fake social security numbers, they are real social security numbers, just that don't belong to that person.
Right.
So in that paycheck, taxes get removed. Social Security, Medicare, you know, federal, state income taxes.
And they don't claim them.
These people never file those taxes, no. So they just go into the system.
Yes, billions of dollars every year.
Billions of dollars go into the system.
Yeah.
billions upon billions to help people who are collecting Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits and help people get their tax refunds.
Right.
Because so many states don't even know don't have a surplus of money that they need that money that undocumented people. And don't think they don't know this shit either. They fucking know this shit.
What I said. We're not the victims in this.
But it's the perfect rule is propaganda. I hate that word, but it's the way politicians sell it. And they sell it with lies. 80% of the population is illegal. We got to get rid of all of them. No, why? Where are you coming up with this number?
Right.
There's no, it's like maybe 13%. Okay, let's be something more realistic. You know, and we're talking, are we talking about just Mexicans?
Because no.
That's the perspective that they're throwing at us.
The number one group of people, I haven't checked this year, but through the past years, coming to this country and staying here illegally, is from the Philippines.
Filipinos, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if you've been alive long enough, but we have. Dude, when you and... Ooh, let's take, for example, like, let's just talk about... And the jokes are there, right? The jokes are there with regards to where they work, what jobs they have.
Yeah.
You and I can look at somebody and do a joke immediately about, why are there no Filipinos here? Or the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. Or, yeah. Oh my God, a lot of you are here. They gave you the day off. They're there.
Easy.
Why? They exist there because they came here and... It's kind of like Vietnamese with the nails. Somebody from Vietnam came here and got a job doing nails. And then they called a primo or a prima and said, hey, you need to come to this country. We got your back.
Yeah.
And that's why I can take you to a nail salon in Birmingham, Alabama, in Huntsville, Alabama. And as soon as you walk in, hey, let's sit down.
Yeah.
And then, boom, there they are. I'm like, oh, shit, Vietnamese accent.
Hello, Loli Neo.
and they speak Spanish, too.
Now they speak Spanish?
In Houston, yeah. They speak Spanish.
So they speak to each other, they English, and then they do Spanish.
Yeah. Mira las uñas tan bonitas.
¿Qué color? ¿Qué color? ¿Masaje? No, like, yeah, they speak.
So there's people. So imagine all the undocumented, all the people that overstayed their visas. They don't go to work. Nail salons are being closed. Restaurants are being closed.
And not just restaurants. Every restaurant we know.
Health facilities. Hospice care, right? All of those, because they're waiting for a visa or they're here. Does America really want all of those people to leave? Because that's what she was saying. That's what Kristi Noem was saying. She wasn't saying some of you. She's like, all of you. That's not what they want. This is just scaring these poor people who have nothing in there. And look, whether you believe in immigration or illegal, I'm not. My thing is, dude, we could have stopped them, and we chose not to. We could have, you know where they are, and we choose not to kick them out. It's my joke about we give them jobs and then go, what the fuck are you doing here? And they're like, I'm here to get my paycheck. I don't know, why are you doing this to me? All right? So what is this solution? I wish they would not go to work. I literally wish that would happen so that America would go, oh, that's what they do. Because, oh, shit, I'd forgotten about this. So listen to this story. I don't remember how many years ago. One of you guys can pull it up on your phone if you want. But a few years back in two states, in Alabama and in Georgia, they were like, we're sick of this. We need, so they told people in these small towns, you need to get out, and they raided them. And the people that got sent out, everybody else moved out. Well, all the stores, all of the surrounding infrastructure in those little towns, all of a sudden, 3-4 days later, they went from, they need to go to, you know, our economy is not doing well, and I don't understand why they told people to leave. I don't get why that was going on. I mean, they're good people. They work hard. They do jobs nobody else doing. I mean, I don't see a lot of white people coming. All of a sudden, they saw what was happening. And in Georgia, bro, and I used to do a joke about this. So in Georgia, they let people out of jail. Okay? Out of jail. Not prison, but jail. And they told them, as long as you go out to the fields and pick, you can stay free. You can go home after work and live in your house and be with your family and friends or whoever you live with. Just as long as you do that work. Bro, one day, everybody went to work. At lunch, not even the whole day, everybody was like,
I'd rather be back in this jail cell.
Fuck, yes, because my joke was, if I'm going to bend over, it's not to pick cotton, it's to take a dick, because I would rather do that than pick some shit. Like, that was the joke, because this is what occurred, right? So we know for a fact that nobody in Fresno, California, who owns a shitload of land and has strawberries, is saying, I do not want Americans to do this job. So if you're an American, don't even apply. Right? These jobs can be taken. It's kind of like we could already do these jobs. We're not gonna. Yeah. We graduated, right? You want to see the difference in how people look at this country? Give them a green card. When you talk to people without green cards, and I don't know if you've seen this, but they're always like, hey, I came here, I got a job, I don't know, I'm not trying to do nothing bad, I don't break the law. And then as soon as you give them a green card, bro, they're like, you know, these illegals, there's so many. Have you noticed that shit, bro?
Yeah.
The minute you give them a green card, bro, they're American Trumpers all of a sudden. I know. Right? And they're like, have you seen that before?
Yes, bro.
Have you seen this before, this dynamic?
Oh, yeah.
And so, what do you think? Like a solution, a real solution would be about this.
Put them all in one of the Dakotas, a state that nobody gives a shit about. Let's give them North Dakota, South Dakota. I don't even know what the difference between the two.
But we need them, though. Then our housekeeping is going to go away, our Applebee's. I want my Applebee's, bitch.
But imagine, let's say we put 13 million Mexicans in North Dakota. That's just for the hypothetical. You think they don't know how to build shit and start something amazing? I'd like to see what North Dakota would look like in 5 years if you put 13 million Mexicans.
Oh, I can already tell you, bro. The interesting thing about, like, the Dakotas, so Wyoming, Montana, North and South Dakota, right? Those four states right there. And I can tell you this because I've been going there for a long time. Those are the places, believe it or not, where you get the most authentic Mexican food. The most authentic Mexican food.
Oh, wow.
Here's why. Because those people are recent immigrants. They went to Houston. They came to L.A. They came to Vegas. Way too much competition. They went a little north. Still too much competition. Iowa. Let's go a little further. Utah. Let's go a little further. Ended up in one of those four states. Just got here. And they're making the sopa with trozo and the cola. You know what I mean? The old school, real Mexican shit. With the real chipotle sauce that they make on their own with a chile colorado and the whole thing, where when they make chilaquiles, bro, it has that little taste of earth, you know, that earthy, that dirty, little dirt, you know, taste, what, that, yeah, that you could taste the chile, like they washed it, but did they fully wash it?
Yeah.
That's where you get the most authentic, because they haven't flipped it yet. It's where then you go to places like, you know, Kalamazoo, where there's been a Latino population from the 1920s. And all of a sudden, you know the difference, because the burrito has sour cream, guacamole, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah.
The minute they have those, look at your face, look at his face, look at his face. You've never heard about that, right? Have you heard of burritos with that?
Nah.
Yeah.
So well, they'll throw cheddar cheese in that bitch, too.
Yes. Yes. Because what happens is, you know, they become more Americanized. And all of a sudden, they start thinking like the tacos. Yeah. So they're like, yeah, you put cheese and salsa and, you know, and guacamole and lettuce in it, so tomato, so why don't they put it in the burrito? So there's a burrito place, there's a truck in Roseburg, Oregon, and the truck became like an actual place, a standalone. So the truck did so good. But the difference is, when you speak Spanish, they ask you if you want that extra shit in it. When you don't speak Spanish, they just put it in there for you.
Oh, wow.
So when you go in there and you're like, I would like a burrito, they are like, okay. And then when I'm like, oye, quiero un burrito. And they're like, so con cebolla y cilantro, arroz y frijoles. I'm like, claro que sí. Y con salsa? And I'm like, claro que sí. But they don't even offer. I would make his face. He was like, hey, ¿quieres zanahorias? What? What the fucking carrots? Like, the ones in Chile? No, zanahoria. Ugh, ugh, ugh. get a sour cream? Oh, what are you doing to my burrito? How dare you? How dare you? But that's where you start getting like the influences and they kind of start changing, right, of that. But those four states already have an influx. Those four states, bro, you go there. Dude, I was just in Grand Forks. And the most popular restaurant. Dude, if you go to Yelp in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and you pop in restaurants, first one that pops up, bro, a Mexican joint that me and Dennis Cacciola went to when we were performing for the troops there.
That's cool.
That's not just that, bro, but we checked in. Hey, what restaurant should we go to? Oh, you got to go to the Mexican spot. Bro, and you show up there, and the first person you greet is like, how many people will you bring? Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay, we know what's going on here.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that if that place was raided, the mayor would go and get him out and go, no, 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 no. You're not taking my goddamn salsa.
You got a good thing going here.
And burritos and whatever, you know what I mean, that they're going to get. So we can't send them to that. But what's the solution to the people that don't grasp the concept of the economic thing? The people that are like, they're just taking advantage. And don't get me wrong, there are. And I, from what I understand, when I first came here, I know it's changed. I don't know about you, but when I first came to America, or when I was young in this country, illegals didn't do anything that had to do with government, right?
Right.
Nothing. They didn't go anywhere. You know what I mean? They didn't try to apply for anything. They didn't try to do anything. As a matter of fact, one of them ended up at the hospital. And then when they asked, what's your name? Every other motherfucker ended up at the curandero next door down the street.
Yeah.
The motherfucker that put a quarter on your back and then put a candle on the quarter and then lit the candle and put that shit and left your back looking like you got raped by a giant octopus and shit. Yeah. Whatever that is. That's the only reason I know what the word empachado means in Spanish, right? Because every time you go to one of those guys, right?
Yeah.
It's empachado. It's empachado.
Yep.
You're like, what the fuck is that? What does empachado mean? It's like there's food stuck in your gut. They can't go. I don't even know what it means.
I've never heard the word.
Oh, yeah. So when you go to those curanderos, like, yeah. Do you guys have some? Did you guys have some growing up?
Yeah, all over, yeah.
What were those guys like? Did you ever go to those?
Well, Matias and stuff did.
But they were Americans, right? Or they were illegal?
No, they were legal.
And they still went to the, see what I'm saying? So
they were legal.
From my understanding is that today, and I don't know if you've heard this, that a lot of them do apply for like certain things that they can get from a government. Whereas to before, they didn't. Like I heard like a lot of them apply for welfare. I was like, I can't speak to that because my generation back in the day, they stayed away from anything government.
Yep.
Nothing. There's no way they were going to apply. It. Completely, 100%. And so now, maybe there's a little more. And, you know, some people I respect with regards to the way they look at it, you know. Because I know a friend who's like, listen, my cousin got shot by an illegal immigrant, and I don't care how many of them are here, and I don't care how many of them are doing good. I don't care. No American should ever be shot by somebody illegal. I don't understand that thinking. Right? I don't get that.
It's like saying I got shot by a black guy, therefore I hate all black guys.
Correct.
That's
the same thing.
It's,
I don't understand that. Plus, I don't think that anybody's ever going to get a knock on their door. There's going to be two officers. The woman's going to start crying. Or the people start like, oh my God, you're here. Oh my God, what happened to Jessica? And they're going to be like, she was shot and killed. Oh my God, no, no. By an American. Oh, thank God. Oh, Jesus. That. Fuck, there's that. Oh, it could have been a wetback. Oh, thank God for the good things in life. Like, I don't believe.
Thankful for God's blessings.
Right? Like, ooh, living my best life. You know what I mean? I don't think that's ever going to happen. But how do you speak to those people that don't understand? We let them in. We knew this was going to happen. We rely on it economically so that your salads only cost $8 to $16, you know,
not
depending
50.
On the places where you go, and not $30. Because if my kids had to go out there and pick, you're going to be paying them $22.50 minimum wage in California, period, end of story. So I don't know how much.
And a union and benefits.
Yeah, and a union and benefits because they're out in the middle of nowhere. And the benefits better be good because these dudes are day laborers. Their backs are going to hurt. They're going to get cancer. They're going to get melanomas. We got to take care of these dudes out there, right?
Yeah.
But we already tried. We tried in those two states. Nobody, dude, millions of dollars of tomatoes, specifically crops, rotted away in Georgia to the point where that's when they said, let's get people out of jail. These people will for sure take that shot. Half a day later, fuck you.
It's hot.
And by the way, this isn't a bunch of white people. This is every mix you can possibly imagine. There were some poor black people in there that were like, shit, hell no. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we've already done test cases of this. So let's just theoretically say, and you guys be the opposite, right? Let's just theoretically say, they tonight say, you know what? We're leaving. What would you guys do then? You're in charge. They're all gone. How would you fix this? This problem of all these vacancies.
But the problem is, there are people out there that believe the problem is fixed when they're all gone. Great.
But the problem is not fixed.
Oh, I get that.
There's 13 to 15 million people with jobs. That's 15 million people. And these are not the good jobs. Let's just theoretically say that, what? Let's throw out one number. What? 30 to 15% are really good jobs. What do you think? What number would you throw out there?
Be on the lower end.
Okay, so 15?
Yeah.
So 15% of them are jobs that, you know, hospice care where you're making $20 an hour, you know what I mean? Some shit like that, you know, where you don't have to be a nurse, but you can, you know, do nursey shit like clean the bedpans, you know, nothing nursey, but you can do that kind of work, right? So we already know, we could do those jobs already. We don't.
But also how this could affect the white people and the high-end white people. Let's say let's just make it a Mexican thing for now, just for the sake of argument.
Okay. A Latino thing.
A Latino thing.
South of the border.
Yes. These guys have, you know, earned their spot. They have credit cards. They have car notes.
Right.
They get shipped out. Well, I'm not going to pay that shit anymore.
Right.
Now banks start to collapse because all these notes are just being overturned and just foreclosed on and just, you know, repossessed and whatever. It's like
all these apartments are being vacated.
All these apartments that had leases signed and some of them even, you know, smart enough to be homeowners that they can't pay on anymore because they got shipped out to a country that they haven't lived in probably decades.
And with kids, the dreamers.
And the kids that were born in this country. And no more of that birthright shit. No. Your parents aren't from here. You're not from here.
Well, that hasn't changed, right? So that's still, you're born in this country. You're a citizen. But.
They're trying to remove
it. How many kids? Well, for now, let's deal with what is. What is you're born in this country. You are a citizen. That is just the way our Constitution is written. But if you're under 18 and your parents are gone, now we have all this issue of where are we going to put these kids, right? Where are they going to go? And let's remember, we kicked out all these undocumented people that might have worked at a place where they take care of those kids, but they're gone too. So it's a domino effect of all this stuff. And why? Because we knew this. Because we wanted it. Because we want to take advantage of, we've always had, right, some group, whether it was way back in the day with the Irish, you know, who there's a reason they called it the paddy wagon, because it was picking up patties. McPat, the Patricks, that's where paddy wagon comes from. So they were the first illegal immigrants in this country where America was like, God damn it, you can't get a job and blah, blah, blah. And they were first. And then you can go from there to every negative, you know, nomenclature for all of us that got here, whether it was a Mick or a WAP or a Spick. It doesn't matter. And, you know, it doesn't matter. All of us, we've always in this country had a layer, a protective layer of underclass people that are going to do that work for us.
Yeah.
That have always done that work for us. So what's going to happen if we really got rid of that? There's no way that anybody really wants that, right?
Man, they load up the trucks, the food, the clothes, like the packages. It'll shut down. White people will get mad. White people, like, I mean, like you said, the rich white people, hey, how come my yard ain't done? Oh, well, they left.
Got to cut it yourself.
Yeah, cut it yourself.
But not just that. Like, you know, I'm thinking
but like you said, like he said, restaurants.
Every restaurant.
Baseball games, yeah. Taco truck.
Everything,
like,
everything. It's a blanket situation.
Little mechanic shops are really, they fix cars, tires and stuff. Like it's,
oh, yeah. The guys where you go to the tire shops and they'll give you used tires. The used tire places.
Yeah.
Not like the high-end.
No, I did a thing. My wife needed a tire. I went to Discount Tire. It was going to be a 4-hour wait, and the tire was $200. Mm-hmm. I went to one of them places, same tire, $65. No wait. Right. Same tire.
And you just had to speak Spanish, right?
You're speaking low end. You think Mercedes doesn't have a bunch of Mexicans working in their shop?
Right. Yeah, you know this for a fact. Yeah, we know this for a fact.
Yeah.
So they're everywhere. So there's no way that this, so is it because we're reliant? Do you think that all this propaganda rhetoric is reliant on the fact that these people love this country so much and are so embedded in it that they won't leave or won't strike or won't, like if they would actually go, you know what, we're all just gonna stay. Because I think everything would change if they just stayed home for a week. I think it would change if they stayed home for 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days, I think. Just 3 days of, oh, you didn't know? Oh, you didn't know? Oh, you didn't know? Oh, you thought they were only Latinos. Oh, so nobody's going to do your hair. Oh, you can't get yourself blown out. Oh, you can't get your nails done.
My vote is just a weekend, Saturday, Sunday, when people are normally off, that work, the white collars that work Monday through Friday. And you want to go to the bar, or you're getting your hair cut, or whatever, you we're going to a ball game, you name it, what you do over the weekend, just don't work a weekend.
Yeah, but see, you're still being like American, you know what I mean, in the sense that you're like, well, let's not do it during the week when shit can really go down.
No, it's like,
you're like, let's do it on the weekend just to see.
No, because I think that would be the biggest impact. When you take off for the weekend, and now that you can't get a hotel reservation because they don't have the staffing for the hotel.
Right.
Yep.
Where you call and they're like, you're sold out.
Yeah.
And you finally get a place, and then you walk down the strip and you're like, where is everybody? I thought this place was sold out.
We just don't have the staff.
Oh, yeah. We are sold out to the amount of people that we can take care of.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, bro, when one immigrant graduates, another immigrant comes in. I don't know if you've realized, but here in Vegas right now, there's a mixture of Latinos and Eastern Bloc Europeans. A lot of Ukrainians, bro. Are doing housekeeping.
Really?
Yes.
Because so, I get emails from them to marry one.
Yeah. So I swear to God, dude, I've had a mixture of housekeeping and listen, housekeeping. I'd be like, whoa, what the fuck? And then it's like, but it's never my joke, housekeeping.
Yeah.
It's never that, bro. You know what I mean? It's maybe sometimes in certain little smaller towns where, you know, you don't have the big hotels and you have, you know, those choice hotel chains. Every once in a while, you're like, do you want it clean? Do you want it clean? Sometimes. But even those are usually Latinos, right?
Yeah.
But outside of that, there's so much mixture of all of it. Like, how do we fucking stop demonizing, stop, you know, their rapists and all this? Like, look, some of them maybe. Some Americans are too. I get it. Whatever. And I'm not minimizing any of the rapes. I'm not minimizing the crimes. I'm not minimizing the people that die. I'm just saying to me, personally, for me, if somebody rapes my sons, I don't give a shit whether they were here legally or not.
That's not on your head. That's not.
That is not a part of my process. All right. If they're illegal, I'm not going to get angry. And if they're Americans, I'm not going to say, well, then every American should be kicked out of this country because illegals never did that to me. I mean, it's just that's not the way my brain works. But how do we get to a place where we can talk about this and understand we allowed this to happen because we wanted this to happen? Because when black people quit, we had all this work to be done that none of us were going to do. And we found a group of people that we could take advantage of. And then Cesar Chavez was like, no, this is not cool. And all this stuff. And now we're here. How do we get past this?
It's a luxury. They are a luxury that are provided to us. And the example I can give to you. We all.
It's a great word, by the way. Just I want to say it again. No, because it's so on like point. We just don't hear it in that way before. You saying they are a luxury is just such. So go ahead. I'm sorry, man. It just sounds right.
Yeah,
it sounds awesome to hear. They're a luxury, guys.
They are. Yeah. And notice I say they're not we. I'm Mexican. You're Latino. It's right. Not saying
right.
They're a luxury in a way that the only example that I can come up with. I don't know where this water comes from when I turn on my faucet. I don't know where my shit goes when I flush the toilet, but it's right. There, and that is a luxury that we cannot live without. Right. And if sewers just died today, they just crumbled, and we got to shit in a bucket. That's essentially what's happening, in a very crude way.
Right.
But if water's not coming out of the faucet anymore, and the toilets don't work anymore,
right.
That is what's happening to the entire country. If this monster project of getting rid of every undocumented person in the country, that's part of the fabric of our country and how how we live our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. Now, how did we get here? I believe, now I've been touring religiously since 92-ish, 94, like just ridiculous, like 50 weeks a year on average, right? I see the way that America has changed, right? Perfect example, Hoover, Alabama, right? There's a comedy club there called the Stardom Comedy Club,
yeah.
Right? Amazing club. Have you ever performed there with me, right? Yeah. Yes, Bruce. Yeah. So Stardom Comedy Club, Hoover, Alabama. When I first started going there, I think I took Kwan way in the beginning. No Latinos. Zero, bro. I'm literally saying zero. So many Mexicanos. I'm not Mexicans, bro. Mexicanos migrated to Hoover, Alabama that in the past few years. They renamed it Guadalajara Hoover. Okay?
Nice.
That's how many Latinos, specifically Mexicans, live there. And I do see the things that were existent in Los Angeles, right? I go, King Taco is my favorite place to get tacos, right? That place was started with a truck. Right, and then the truck became a thing, and then the thing became brick and mortar, and then brick and mortar became another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, right? Now, that's different because all those Kenji trucks now, all those hibachi trucks now, all those sushi trucks now, all those pho trucks now, all those, where's the place where I know there's one or two here where there's like a blocked off place and they just park a bunch of those trucks and you can go get different type of foods. Do they have those places here?
Yeah. And they use Twitter or X, whatever the hell, like, okay, right. We're all going to be here.
Right.
We're all going to be here.
Right.
Man. And they kind of mob together.
Right.
And it's beautiful, actually.
And, yeah. And they took it from Mexicans who started off of taco trucks because in Southern California.
Roach coaches, remember? Because that's
they were called roach coaches. Yes. Yeah. Because, of course, they have roaches. They're selling tacos and burritos. Yes. What else would there be?
And Mexicans can't keep a clean truck.
Really? They can. No, they're unhealthy people with roaches. Like, I remember I used to do the roach. I used to do a joke where I was like, what do white people think? That we came to America, look back, and we're like, hey, where the fuck are the roaches? Yeah. Oh, there you are. Come on. Let's invade together.
that's why we crossed the border. Together,
right. We had a jar. There you go. Spread it out. So that begot this other thing, right? But I believe that, like, now, and I see it proliferating, the little places that can't afford trucks now, they put the pop-up tent.
Yep.
And a little generator and a little grill.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, they got that machine like right in front of my house, bro. If you exit my house, right, and you pass the church on White Oak and you make a left on Ventura, second street on the left hand side, red top, they got everything right there, you know, rice and beans and they got the little spinner, bro, with a pastor and the pineapple on top. Yeah. And the little,
and they're so good.
In the background, just and they cut, and then he goes, and he flips it in the air, and he catches it with a tortilla, so puts good. A little pineapple inside. But a lot of those, I mean, a lot of those places are popping up in Los Angeles, and those places are starting to pop other places, and it's the joke well, he does a joke about it, but Tino tells a story about a woman recently went to a Mexican restaurant, ate the food, had a good time, had no complaints about anything, not even the service. On the port where it says tip, she put zero and said, I hope you get deported on the receipt to sign. She paid her bill, gave no money and said, I hope you get deported. And his whole point is, you cannot love the food and disrespect the hands that made it. Right?
Absolutely.
But do you think this is lending itself to the hate? All the Mexican restaurants popping up, all the panaderias popping up, all of a sudden, like, your favorite store became a carniceria, and you know what I'm saying? And the topography. Because I'm going to tell you a story, and this is real shit. And I even looked at my dad like, what the fuck? I remember we were talking about East L.A., right? And I grew up in a very Latino part of East L.A. where you didn't have to put shit in English. It was Brooklyn before it became Cesar Chavez. No, but what I'm saying is they didn't have to put, like, bread, right?
Yeah.
Bakery. It said panadería.
Yeah.
Right? That was it. Nothing else. You know what I mean? Hamburguesa. Not a hamburger. So you had that. And I remember I said to my dad, like, do you think that a lot of people shit on this part of L.A.? Because we changed it so much. Because I, at the time, I had read that Brooklyn Avenue, this was way back in the day when they had a trolley. So if you've ever seen the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit and that trolley existed. And it went through Brooklyn. And it was because so many Jews from Brooklyn came here that they named the street Brooklyn Avenue.
Wow.
So that's where it came from. It became Cesar Chavez. Shows you the dynamic and the demographic change in what that occurred. But when that was happening, it changed the topography. So anyway, I said to my dad, like, maybe this is why, because we turned Brooklyn into Cesar Chavez and the bakery into the panaderia. And my father was like, but it's there because we live here. You can come and you can order, and they know English too.
It was out of necessity.
It's not a problem.
But that's the thing. Everything was out of necessity.
Correct.
I went to the F1 race. Mm-hmm. F1.
Right.
The most European sport.
Yes.
And I'm walking out with my buddy, and I can't tell how happy I was. 15, 20 carts selling bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, with mayonnaise instead of, like, that. Yeah.
And I think that's disgusting, God. By the way. The whole mayo thing?
Yeah.
The whole mayo on the elote?
Yeah.
So gross.
Right.
So gross. You know, like, when we go to Mexican restaurants,
mm-hmm.
I don't like none of that horchata, that fucking orange bang. I don't
Dude,
like
I love that shit.
I don't like none of that shit. Horchata,
yeah. Fuck you.
Gross. Gross.
But there's more to the story.
Oh,
so we grew up in East L.A. No, it's perfect. It's perfect. Across the street from East L.A. is Monterey Park. Monterey Park, at the time, had more Asians per capita and square mile than any city outside of an Asian city in Asia.
Wow.
Right? That's how many Asians lived there, specifically Chino. So I say to my dad, let's go get some Chinese food. We go from our neighborhood...
Across the street,
go down. All the signs now are in Chinese. And my dad goes, what the fuck is this bullshit? How the fuck am I supposed to know? And I was like, that's what the fuck they're saying about us, dickhead. So it was like he immediately disregarded everything he told me.
He became an American citizen.
He became real a fast. Citizen
real fast.
As soon as he crossed Floral Avenue, bro.
I'm going to report them. You got permit?
And my whole thing was like, Dad, when we go there and they're like, what you want? How good is this food going to be? And we went to this place called Sichuan back in the day, and it was the best Chinese I've ever had to this day still. Because it was made by Chinese, for Chinese. And when you went in the kitchen, bro, at those days, in the 70s and 80s, it wasn't Raul and Juan and Pedro, bro. That was Chang and Hang and Wang, bro, doing that shit. And it was amazing, bro. But it was so funny how For him, dude, it was like...
He what? Was offended.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, what is this bullshit? At least put something in English on the bottom. And in my head, of course I couldn't say anything. Because then I opened my fucking mouth in the car. I would have got backhanded right away, even though I was right. But do we, as Latinos, not just illegal, but just do we as Latinos bear some of this because... Apple pie, right? America is hot dogs, hamburgers, and apple pie. Well, guess what? Number one consumed food product at home, chips and salsa.
Yep.
Number one consumed product outside of the house, tacos. In this country, more tacos are sold than burgers in America, and more chips and salsa are eaten than anything else, you know, at home. So our intrusion, if you will, into the American culture, into the American zeitgeist, do you think that this has a big part of what, because I believe that it's a big part of a lot of the hate. Not necessarily the people as much as look at how they changed the way this looks. Look at how they changed the way our thing is. All of a sudden.
Evolution.
Man, then
that's all it is.
Ramiro. Mm-hmm. To get to his neighborhood, you got to go down a street called Edgebrook. You go down Edgebrook, there's like 40 trucks, 40 taco trucks, like two in one corner, three here, four here, like, and they're all full. They're all full, bro. Like, they're just, and they don't take cards. They all take cash. No, puro cash. So I think that is kind of like fucking things up. People are getting mad because I've heard white people say that. Hey, so what do they pay their taxes? So what I mean, so they're like, what do you mean they don't take cards?
Like, the white people aren't able to pay because they're all living a debit card life. If that's all it is, so they find something to complain about.
No, but you will have to report cash. And that's a big thing in Houston right now because now, like you said, there's barbecue trucks, there's Asian trucks, there's every fucking thing. There's every kind of food you could want, trucks.
Well, your illegals are not like my illegals because the place that I told you about my house, they don't take credit cards. But you, tienes PayPal, tienes Venmo? You can Venmo and PayPal then, bro. Straight up. You can cash. Yeah. And they got cash apps.
Yeah.
Dude, they got the little square, bro. You tap it right here. Tap it. You know what I mean?
Well, that hasn't gotten to Houston because... it's
going.
Because it says...
You got the cheater Mexicans.
It says cash only. And then it says no tarjetas in Spanish. So, like, to get it.
Okay, so... Yeah. But I understand. Because as an American, let me be honest.
But then, Ned, look...
That bothers me, bro. Does it bother you? It bothers me.
Kind of.
I mean, I know that they're taking advantage, but as an American, I'm like, hey, listen. We already know you're here illegally, but pay some fuck, I guess. And I know they're paying, like, sales taxes when they buy shit. But get the fuck out of here. Like, don't take that much advantage, bro. Yeah. That bothers me, too.
Ned, me and my wife got four tacos on Edgebrook. Yeah. Taco Madre, good. $22 for four tacos. We fucked up and said, put a slice of avocado. you know what I mean? A slice of avocado is like $1.
Okay.
So it was like $22 for me and my wife for four tacos. Now imagine a family. Imagine you got three kids. And oh my God, bro, that's 50, 60 bucks, that 70 bucks.
Anything to do with the tacos, man. I went to Arby's this past weekend. I got a number one with curly fries. It was $22 fucking dollars.
Dude, remember that burrito we had the other day? Goddamn 20-something dollar burrito we bought the other day? And I wanted a burrito so bad that I bought it. But this whole time, he was making fun of me like, how does that $20-something dollar burrito taste?
I know.
Does it taste like $20-something dollars? I was like, fuck you, man.
Who could have flowered
it? It was good, but, I mean, for 20, like, it was $23-something dollars.
Bro, in Houston, the illegals are getting taxed in everything. Rent, clothes, cars, trucks, they're getting robbed, bro.
Because people make them pay more.
Yeah.
Because they know you're illegal. So you know what? Yeah, we'll give you this loan for your car. Yeah.
It's the illegal selling to the illegals. So it's like.
It's got to be one dude that has. Because there's got to be one dude. There's one American dude.
Okay. That's a different conversation because I think there are Latinos that take advantage of other Latinos.
Of course.
Yeah, but I think that's a whole different podcast altogether.
In Houston, the barbecue trucks or Cajun or whatever, they take cards. The Asians, they take cards.
Right.
The Mexicanos, They don't take cards.
All right.
You think they do? Because there's like 30 of them. Yeah. One of these will take cards.
Right.
And you walk up to them, and after like the sixth truck, no cash app, no nothing, cash only.
And they're the ones. But they're the ones. And that's the problem, right? Because those are the ones that people can, Americans can look at and go, you see that shit? All these other trucks, they're paying on taxes. They're letting it go. But look what these guys are doing.
Yeah.
The problem is that that's the minority of people that do that. The majority of illegal, undocumented people that come from south of the border, they're not, they are getting regular jobs and they are paying taxes. They might be paying taxes on some dude named Jacob Johansson, but they're putting into the system.
Yeah.
These guys are the ones, right? The drug dealers, the murderers, these people that take advantage. Those are the ones that everybody can point to and go, look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing. Look at what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they're not even a huge percentage of the people that are
and,
here.
And we don't like them either.
No.
We don't like them either. No. Like,
what I would do if I was president, and I would say, look, if you're here legally, you haven't broken the law, you don't have anything, and we can prove to you, right, look, we'll give you good, you know, visas or green card or a path to citizenship because we can't get rid of all of you. But all those, like, if I go to a truck, bro, and they're like, cash only, raid this motherfucker right now, bro. You guys should at least be paying tax on this shit in some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean?
I golf. You know what I mean? And I go to certain places.
Show up.
And no, but the
he's a golfer.
No, but I play, you know, country club with rich white people. Whatever. These fuckers talk about that. Like, hey, Juan, I went to a taco truck. They only take cash.
Right.
So then I went to another one. My son said they all take cash. None of them take card. I'm like, some of the restaurants do, but the taco trucks, they want cash. They don't. And I'm like, fuck, bro. Yeah, like,
okay, so like, me and you are the same. Because mine, I promoted it and I said it because they got Venmo. They put their, you know what I mean? They put it in a bank.
Yeah.
Somebody knows that they're making that kind of money, right? So it's got to be reported at some point. So as long as you're doing that. But if, you know, I understand if you're here to just get on welfare and all of a sudden, you know, you got three kids and you, whoa. That's not what this country is about. It's about the dream. It's about me coming to this country as an immigrant, not an American citizen, busting my ass, becoming an American citizen and giving back to this country as much as it's given. Right now, I've paid more into taxes than my family, when they were on welfare for a few years, when my dad, you know, had this big issues in my mom and the whole thing, and we needed to be on welfare. Well, guess what? I've paid more into that today as an immigrant who wasn't born in this country. And I'm sure that my two boys, those guys are going to pay a shitload into this whole system. You know what I mean? Already, one of them is about to go to college. He's about to spend, what, $200,000 to $500,000 on an education to put into whatever school he goes to. My little one is going to do the same thing when he goes. So we're giving back. But I agree with you. We don't like those guys, and we do watch. But isn't there a way for us to get rid of those guys and not say that they're all gone, knowing goddamn well that they're not going to leave because they can't? That's fucked up to do that.
Yeah,
I think the leader, the immigration czar, needs to be someone like us that understands that there are variations.
Of course.
I've had arguments with them. I tell why, se están chingando la raza.
Oh, you said it?
Yes. I'm like, se la están chingando, güey?
Yeah.
$4 por un pinche taco? Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Yep. And this they is, go, next?
Yeah. And you guys think that because because I changed my name from Ned to Carlos, Ned Arnel Mencia, right? But as a Mencia, you know, as a Villarreal, as a Lopez, you guys think that we're like, oh, no, we got their backs. Fuck no. No. Dudes that do that, we have none of their backs, bro. None of their backs.
No.
And all these fucking dudes bringing in fentanyl, and I know that mostly it's coming from China, so let's blame China first because they're the ones making it. But no, dude, nobody wants that. And all, you know, but no, none of us want those people here. None of us want those people here. But if you come here, and you want to cut my grass that I don't have time to cut, and you're cutting all the neighborhood's grass, and you're servicing, and you're paying taxes, and you're, and you know what I mean, and you're fulfilling a service that nobody else is going to do. If you die, nobody else is going to do that. I'm okay with that. You're going to, you know what I mean? If I want to take my bitch to the bees, go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
You know, you're making sure that I get my wings and that I get my Applebee's. Good. I'm down with it. You got a taco truck, and you're all cash and you're trying to take advantage, you're selling drugs, you're trafficking kids, you're trafficking women. No, I hope you get you. I hope you get arrested and have to, like, the full extent of the law falls upon you. I don't care if you're my cousin. I don't care if you're my aunt, my uncle. I don't care if you're my mother or father. I don't respect that. I never have, and I don't think any of us do.
No.
We just believe that this is a situation you deal with a scalpel, not a mallet.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. All right, good man. All right, that's enough about this one. We any parting thoughts? I love the fact that you said that, man. Round of applause, seriously, for one. And I mean this, man, for going up, for telling, you know, those guys, hey, you're taking advantage of America.
Oh, yeah.
You're not paying taxes. Nick, you're charging for shit.
There's like 14,000 trucks. Mexican food trucks in Houston, over 14,000. They're like, we can't get them all.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, dude.
And
I tell
them they're taking advantage. They're not paying taxes.
Bro, I got. We were balling. Yeah. I got my kids with me. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We want 10 tacos, a couple of tortas. Mm-hmm. Okay. I knew it was gonna be about 50, 60 bucks, 70 bucks. And we fucked up and ordered a Mexican Coke, 5 of them. Those are $4. For a fucking Mexican Coke, bro. So it was like 100. It came out to like 100 something.
Ain't that bad, bro? You know how much a Mexican Coke is at the place that I go to? By the way, they take credit card and everything. They're called Chido Tacos.
Yeah.
You know how much a horchata is? $8 for a large horchata.
Dang.
For a Mexican Coke? Because they brought it from Mexico.
Yeah.
$10. Yeah.
Damn.
But that place, legit, and the shit is so good.
Yeah.
That me and Lucas are like, you know what? We'll pay for it. Because it's comparative to everything else around there.
And it's worth it. You like it there, it's worth it.
Bro, the tacos de tripa, they make them extra crunchy. Jesus,
and why do you go there? Because it's worth it.
So good.
You don't care about the price.
Nope. And I got to drive to get there. It's not even close to the house,
like,
bro.
Like, when we go,
it's far.
I said, why you want to go to Edgebrook? Okay, let's go. And that's a good 30
it's
minutes.
It's the hall, right?
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
It's the hall.
And there's 30 trucks, but we're going to go to this one because that's the one we want. That's the one
we like. Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yeah.
You go to 3, 4, 5 different places. Where do we eat? The Mexican joint down the street. That's the place.
Yeah.
They didn't care that it's Mexican food. What they cared that it's good food. It's delicious food. It's worth going, and you got to tell everybody that's the place to go. And if you type it in right now, Grand Forks restaurants, it's going to pop up. That's what it is. So we're not saying, let's understand this. We're not saying that we don't agree with the fact that we do not want people to be here that are bad, negative, and detrimental to America. But let us acknowledge that some of them are here because we want them here. We always have. We take advantage of them. And those are the people that we need to protect in some way, shape, or form.
Look out for, yeah.
Look out for.
Yep.
Great word. Look out for those people, because when they're gone, you have no idea who's going to come in. At least those guys have already proven. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And understand this before I leave. What I said about the green card that we all agree with. For all of you people that don't understand, let me tell you something. Once you let somebody come into this country legally, and you give them a green card, they're not going to work as hard. They're not going to go out to the fields. They're not going to do all the work that they're doing right now. Part of the reason why they do it is because they have to. And part of the system has to be kept that way.
Luxury.
Yeah.
As the luxury that they are.
Don't realize the luxury they're providing us until we don't have the luxury anymore.
Exactly. I want to keep America's luxury. I hope you do too. We'll see you next time. Send all your emails to Carlos Mencia at carlosmencia.com, whether positive or negative. Carlos Mencia for me, everywhere else. Socials?
Gabe Lopez Comedy on everything. And follow The Dirty at 12:30. It's the best show ever.
Okay. There you go.
And you can follow me at Only Juan V. Only Juan V.
There you go. Till next time.
Peace.